Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The market just keeps climbing, hitting new records on the S&P and NASDAQ. But when you look under the hood, it feels like a very different story. What are you seeing?
It's a classic case of cognitive dissonance, isn't it? We have a government shutdown looming, yet the major indices are pushing to all-time highs. The key takeaway is that the market has a one-track mind right now, and that track leads directly to the Federal Reserve and the hope for more rate cuts.
So the market is completely ignoring the gridlock in Washington?
For now, yes. It's all about liquidity. The data we got before the shutdown pointed to a slowing economy, which paradoxically fuels the market because it increases the odds of a Fed cut. That's why you see the 10-year yield falling back to two-week lows. Money is flowing into risk assets.
But the gains seem incredibly narrow. The summary says only four S&P sectors actually finished in the green. How does that happen on a record-setting day?
That's the power of mega-cap tech. The technology sector was up 0.5%, and that alone can pull the whole market higher. The real engine today, though, was the semiconductor space. The PHLX Semiconductor Index surged almost 2% to another record. That's where the pure momentum is.
And we saw some huge individual moves, too. Fair Isaac FICO exploded over 17%.
An absolutely massive move. That was company-specific news about a new direct licensing program, but it just adds to the tech-centric feel of this rally. It's a stock picker's market within a very narrow leadership group.
Okay, let's talk about the other side of the coin. Energy was the worst sector, down another 1%. What's driving that weakness?
Two things. First, crude oil itself dropped over 2%, settling near $60 a barrel. Second, you had a big catalyst in Occidental Petroleum. Oxy dropped over 7% after news that Berkshire Hathaway is buying its chemical unit. That's a huge move for a major energy name.
And I have to ask about Tesla. They reported record deliveries, which sounds great on the surface, but the stock fell over 5%. What gives?
Right. The headline was a record, but the market is looking ahead. The fear is that those Q3 numbers were pulled forward by buyers trying to get in before the $7,500 EV tax credit expires. The big question now is, what will demand look like in Q4 without that incentive? The market is clearly voting with caution.
So we have this split market, strong tech, weak energy, and macro uncertainty. From a trading perspective, how do you navigate this? Where is the actionable focus for tomorrow?
You have to follow the strength. The analysis is clear. Focus on momentum names in semiconductors and cybersecurity. Those groups showed powerful late-day momentum, which often signals continuation into the next session. That's where the institutional money seems to be flowing.
And I see a couple of specific ideas on the watch list. AMPX for continuation and ZS for anticipation?
Exactly. AMPX is a name that's already moving and showing strength. For ZS, Zscaler, that's an anticipation setup. It's a leader in the strong cybersecurity space, and you're watching for it to potentially break out and begin its next move higher.
But there are warning signs, right? I'm seeing notes about the VXX Volatility Index showing upward momentum, and the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is actually bearish.
That's the critical point for risk management. You can be cautiously bullish, but you have to respect the underlying weakness. This isn't a buy-everything market. The advice is clear. Do not chase extended moves. Wait for pullbacks to key support zones. For the SPY, that support level is around 668.80. For the QQQ, it's 605.30. If we break below those, the bearish scenario gains traction.
Got it. Any other standouts? I saw AngioDynamics had a strong day.
A great report from ANGO, up over 6%. It's a beat and raise quarter, which is always bullish. But the real story is the acceleration in their medtech segment. Products like Orion and NanoKnife are seeing growth north of 20%. It's a fantastic turnaround story that the market is rewarding.
So to wrap it up, the game plan for tomorrow is to focus on the proven leaders in semis and cyber, avoid the weaker areas like materials and financials, and use those key index levels as your guide for risk.
That's the playbook. This is a market that's climbing a wall of worry, fueled by Fed hopes. Stay with what's working, but keep your stops tight, because that underlying nervousness, reflected in the VXX, is very real. The moment the narrative shifts away from Fed cuts, things could get volatile fast.
Excellent insight. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow to get you prepped for the next session. Trade smart.